So do you feel like you're missing out on what everyone is starting to do now, that live streaming thing, and you don't know where to start or what to do? I have the resource and the information to provide to you in regards on how you can stream onto 40 social media platforms all at one time. Yes, that's 440 social media platforms all at one time. All you'll need to do is go to safetyfm.com/one. That's safetyfm.com/one. That's O-N-E. So just in case, and you'll be able to start live streaming just like you're hearing people starting to do right now, up to 40 social media platforms.
Here is our main story on the Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so you know that a lot of this conversation with Griner is related to the world of, well, of cannabis. And so with this being said, I have a close friend of mine who has sent this over and said, hey, we probably need to talk about this. And I wanted to talk about it yesterday, but I wanted to see really where the sentencing was going to go first before we went into this. So let's talk just for a moment about this. The NY Fire Department, the New York Fire Department, and the New York Police Department update policies on drug testing based on legalization. So take a listen to this. In a recent memo released by a Uniformed Firefighter Association that leaked information about drug testing in the state of New York, new legislation in the state of New York has prompted state institutions to follow suit with their policy and practice. So anti-prohibitionists and activists for the regulated marijuana market, this comes yet at another welcome step forward. Now, in the same way police officers and firefighters might kick their feet up and enjoy a cold beer on their day off, they may also choose to have the same with a joint or an edible. So get the memo. According to the UFA, which, just in case, that is the United Firefighters Association, and the NYPD has deemed it unlawful to request that officers be preemptively or randomly tested for THC. The attitude comes as the legislation in the state shifts its focus on a legalized market. According to Marijuana Moment, the UFA said that it believes that its directive is the product of the union that inquires to the city about drug testing policies in light of the New York's marijuana legalization law. After the information was leaked, the NYPD released another statement where it emphasizes that no charges have been implemented or no changes have been implemented at this time, and that it will be, liaisoning with the city to order to make the department stays a little, more compliant. So a response to new legislation, let's talk about this. Regardless of how the new reform plays out, NYPD and NYFD made it abundantly clear that they would continue to test employees whom they suspect are under the influence of drugs or alcohol. These changes come year after the NYPD released instructions to officers informing them that now that cannabis is legal for adult use, officers cannot arrest adults 21 and older just for consuming marijuana in a setting where smoking tobacco is permitted. Separately, the State Department of Labor said last year that the new a few exceptions, New York companies are no longer permitted to drug test employees for marijuana even before legalization. New York City officials imposed a municipal prohibition of cannabis in pre-employment drug testing. So with that being said, do you look at this as a common sense approach? For spearheads of the moment, the action of the NYPD and NYFD are obvious choice. Of course, as times continue to change within state legalization, it's paramount that powerful institutions follow suit and act in accordance to the law. Fundamentally, enforcing strict regimes around marijuana use for employees in a state where consumption of a plant is legal contradicts the rights of workers involved. As previously mentioned, the reform would not condone professionals who are under the influence while on the job, but would insist not reprimanded for them for the way that they choose to live their life when they're not on the clock. What else? What else do we say? So still there's some controversy if you really think about this whole thing, because that's going to be the easier way to talk about it. There has been a considerable policy dispute in the regulation of cannabis regulation, especially in neighboring New Jersey following the vote of legalization. In May, New Jersey lawmakers filed a series of reform aimed to allowing companies to penalize employees who use marijuana off-duty in accordance with their state law, especially police enforcement and first responders. The bill was introduced after the state attorney general's office issued a paper outlining a few New Jersey adult use of cannabis statute that now enables police officers to consume marijuana while they are not on the job. Retail cannabis business in New York have yet to open since officials are still trying to establish laws to begin approving licenses. Adults 21 and older can possess openly use marijuana as well as gift to other adults as long as they are not given money for the product as in a form of compensation. I will tell you this. It's kind of an interesting one as we are talking about this. I already got knocked out of some of the social media platforms that I'm on because, you know, you're not supposed to talk about this stuff. But here's the gig as we are talking about, you know, the weedy eedy here. What do you think about this? So as safety professionals, we're constantly talking about how things are evolving and changing and so on. What do you think if New York, you know, some of the stuff that New York is doing ends up moving into other stuff? How is this going to play into what we are doing? Seriously. So this is an article that was sent to me from beardbrosfarms.com. And it has all kinds of info in there. It kind of makes you start to think about what is some of these changes that we'll see in some of these laws and how this will all play a factor into what is going on inside of the world. I mean, just think about it from that particular fashion. How does your organization currently handle drug and alcohol testing? And if you do pre-employment testing, are you testing for marijuana? It's stuff to think about today, that is for sure.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.
Well, you might be like me and heard all these terms and were not 100% sure on what they meant. Things is
mining,
blockchain, the Internet of Things. Well, I will tell you, we here at Safety FM have partnered up with a company that will explain this to you and will also have conversations to inform you on how you might have the potential of making passive income by being involved with this. All you need to do is go to safetyfm.com/iHub. They'll discuss blockchain. What exactly is mining? What is cryptocurrency? And what is the Internet of Things? To find out more information, go to safetyfm.com/iHub. That's safetyfm.com/iHub. And don't forget to mention that Jay Allen sent you.